And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure...
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
Hi, I'm Alec Ronstadt, and my father would like me to say that I am thankful for blank, so I will input my family and how they love me so much. They're always grateful to me. They've always been there for me, whether for yay or nay. And I'm just happy that they're always there, you know. My dad and such, my mother, my brother, but not so much. He'll probably help me out in the future or something, but you know, right now he's just a pain.
This is Ben Hawkins from H&S Garden saying Happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
Hi, I'm Bert Strug. I want to wish everyone a Happy Thanksgiving, and I'm thankful for every little thing.
And we are thankful for every little thing. This is Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my brother Jeff.
Hey, everybody.
And this is the Thanksgiving show, and we went around Tucson asking people what they were thankful for.
Oh, my gosh. We probably asked almost 100 people randomly everywhere from places we were having dinner to events we went to our friends, to our, you know, to our coworkers, saying, asking just, what are you thankful for? My gosh, it's the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, and somebody everywhere is thankful for something. And you're during our show, you're going to hear about, you'll probably hear about 70 people, including us, tell you what we're thankful for. And hopefully you're thankful for something too.
Well, Jeff, I'm thankful for you.
Thanks, Fred. That's very nice.
The show, we started the show back in May, and this has been just a wonderful experience. And I really enjoy doing this every week with you.
That's very nice. You know, and I got to tell you, I think it has helped our relationship as brothers, because I'm sure every sibling out there knows that, you know, you're adversarial with your brother or sister sometimes. But we've really, you know, I've had a lot of fun working on the show with you. And it's amazing how neither of us have let our egos get in the way, especially when the newspaper writes things like, and it's the Fred Ronstadt Show and some other guy. which is okay. So one of the things that we're thankful for, and you hear us say this every week, and we hope you guys utilize them out there because they're great for us, is all of our sponsors. We want to thank our friends at Barker Morrissey Contracting, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Five Star Pest Control, a made-to-order, Temco Air Environmental, and I got to tell you, I'm real thankful for them because it's gotten cold, and the house is nice and toasty warm because these guys know what they're doing. H&S Estate Garden, you just heard from Ben Hawkins saying why he was thankful. Casa de la Luz Hospice, Power Women Investing, and your friends at Ronstadt Insurance. Yep. So we have a great show today, and as you're driving home or if you're listening to us online, relax, enjoy. We're going to tell you why we're thankful, and hopefully it brings a smile to your face and some warmth to your heart, and remind you that, yeah, you know, things are tough out there. They're always tough, whether the market's good, the market's bad.
The economy's up, the economy's down.
You know, there's always something to be thankful for. And hopefully in the next hour, we're going to remind you about things to be thankful for in Tucson, Arizona.
Absolutely.
So on the other side of the break, we're going to introduce you to our guest. And we're going to hear about why more people, more friends and acquaintances are thankful in Tucson. So stay with us and drive safe.
Hello, this is Alan Schroep from Valley Animal Hospital, and I am thankful for all of the pets that provide us unconditional love, as well as my wife Lisa's health and all the relationships I have, both at home and our fantastic staff. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Okay, I'm Bob Howard. I'm at Maynard's tonight, and I'm grateful for going to Maynard's and being out with my friends walking downtown on Monday nights. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hi, this is Brian Hanley. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm thankful this year for my family, my health, and all my friends.
At Barker Morrissey Contracting, our goal is to develop lasting relationships with each one of our clients. We measure our success on achieving that in the end. We offer the best possible combination of experience, integrity, and commitment available in Arizona. The foundation of our organization is a commitment to meet our clients' needs from pre-construction services through project build and move-in. We have experienced, cohesive project managers who thoroughly analyze each project prior to construction. We do this to provide value engineering at the front end of the project while reducing time-consuming change orders during construction. We are confident that our collaboration with you will result in a successful project that'll exceed your expectations. Barker Morrissey Contracting. Straightforward, honest, and reliable. Call us at 323-3831 to set up an appointment. That's 323-3831.
This is Lamont Hunley with Arizona Health with your Fred and Jeff Show fitness tips. A heart rate monitor tracks your fitness training level to help you achieve your maximum results. If you're going too easy or pushing too hard, the heart rate monitor will prompt you to either slow down or speed up. This guidance makes it very easy to stay in your target zone, and it helps you to get the most out of your workout. The monitor, it includes a chest strap that is worn very comfortably around the chest area, and a watch that displays this information. It's like having a coach on your wrist. For more information, please contact Arizona Health at arizonahealth.com. This has been Lamont Huntley with your Fred and Jeff Fitness Tips.
Why did Temco Air Environmental win the Better Business Bureau's Ethics Award?
We do what we say we're going to do, when we say we're going to do it, at the price we quoted.
Check us out with the Better Business Bureau or the Registrar of Contractors.
Temco Air Environmental, for all your heating and cooling needs.
What are some of the simple ways five-star treatments last longer?
The simplest place to start was the water. The city water supply is treated with chemicals like chlorine. Chlorine can begin to break down the chemicals before they're even applied.
At Five Star, we use only purified water to mix all of our materials for termite and pest control. This is just the first step in making Five Star's treatments last longer than other companies.
For longer lasting termite and pest control protection, trust Five Star, 886-0045.
Hi, I'm Andy Squire from Councilmember Shirley Scott's office, and I am thankful for my wife, my son, this great town that we live in, and just being able to take time with friends and family. And my best to the Fred and Jeff Show. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Ashley from Trident, too. Ashley, what are you thankful for?
I am thankful for my loving family, my friends that I adore, and being able to go to college and my job and just being healthy.
Hi there, I'm Charlie Meeker from Tubac and also from the Tucson Rotary Club. And I'm thankful for all the wonderful weather we have here in Southern Arizona, my Rotary Club full of friends, and just a general quality of life here in Tubac. I wish you all a happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, I'm Chip Yetzer, and I'm thankful for this Thanksgiving and all the friends that surround me.
All right, that's awesome.
Welcome back to the Fred and Jeff Show. You know, one thing we forgot to be thankful for is our audience, all the folks that listen to the Fred and Jeff Show, and the people who go to fredandjeff.com, the electronic companion to the Fred
you
and Jeff Show.
You can't do that.
What?
You can't say, I'm thankful for you, and by the way, do me a favor and go here.
No, I'm thanking them for going to fredandjeff.com.
Oh, very good, very good. And now what about all the people that you want to go to iTunes to download our show?
You know, I'm also thankful for iTunes.
Yes, we're very thankful for iTunes.
Yeah, if you go to iTunes and you search for the Fred and Jeff Show, you can download all of our 29 shows.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, man. Yeah, it's very cool. All we got to do is figure out how to put the new logo
on.
And we're thankful for Jamie Kane for making our new logo. Yeah, we have a cool new logo.
And if you're on our email distribution list, you would have seen the new logo today.
Right. So we're thankful for a lot of people. I got to tell you, well, we'll wait for our thankfuls at the end of the show.
Okay.
But let's talk about our first guest.
All right. Well, tomorrow, McElwee is here from the Salvation Army. And we are thankful that the Salvation Army is actually here in Tucson. They do a lot of great stuff, and we're thankful you're here.
Well, hey, you guys. Thanks for having me. And I am, of course, thankful to be here.
Thank you.
It's going around. You got to pay it forward.
Right. So what's going on at the Salvation Army this fantastic holiday?
Well, we are in our season right now. What most people recognize us for is the holidays, of course.
Right.
But, you know, we're 30, well, what is it? How many days in the year? 365 days of the year. I mean, you know, we're rocking year-round. And lots of different programs we do. But right now, of course, we're getting ready for Thanksgiving. And that's coming up, you know, 2 days. you know, so that, right, that
do you
great
believe
food.
That?
I know.
I still haven't gone out and bought my peanut oil to deep fry my turkey in.
Oh, I don't know if there'll be left. Well, it's crazy.
I went on Facebook the other day and asked all my Facebook people, hey, where do you buy peanut oil? And the resounding, go to Costco.
Yeah.
So
oh,
I'm hoping
don't go
there's
to
some.
Costco.
Yeah, I drove by Costco today. The line was halfway down Grant. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah, it's crazy. But, you know, it is a time to be thankful. And, you know, at the Salvation Army, we couldn't do what we do without all of the volunteers and the donors that make it all happen. I mean, it's all run through volunteers and donors. So it's been a great season so far.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the history of Salvation Army. Because, you know, people sort of take it for granted. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, myths and legends about the origins and such. But, you know, how does Salvation Army form, and then how did it get to Tucson?
You know, it's a pretty awesome story. It actually started back in 1865 in London. And it started with a man named William Booth, and he worked in a pawn shop. And he would see the poor on the London banks come into the pawn shop and basically sell their lives. And he wanted to be a pastor, and he was going to church and thought, you know, these are the folks we need to get into the church. But what he found is when he would try to bring these people into the church didn't want those people in their church. They didn't want the prostitutes. They didn't want the drunks. So he thought, you know what? I got to help these people. So he created what was called open air ministry. And he would go out on the street corner and he would talk to these people and try to help them. So it really started as a church. But then what he found is that people don't want to hear about God and being saved and how he can help them if they don't have a roof over their head, if they don't have food in their stomach, if they're not safe. So that kind of created the social service arm of the Salvation Army. And it had started as a Christian mission and soon became the Salvation Army of Volunteers. And they put outfits, uniforms to it. They put rank to it and really got a lot of media buzz behind it because they were so unique and original. They got the band and the timbrels and they marched down the street. They take the tavern songs and turn them into their own songs.
So these were all just marketing?
He was a really savvy guy to get his message out there.
I had no idea. You know, the other day we went to Rincon to see Fred's son play, what was the who did he play? Benny South Street in Guys and Dolls.
Wow, yeah.
Which is one of my favorite things. And, you know, in that show, in Guys and Dolls, there's a Salvation Army band that rolls around and they're trying to save all these gamblers' souls.
Really. Yeah.
And so it's funny that that whole army thing is a marketing ploy.
Very iconic. And, you know, you ever heard of falling off the wagon?
Absolutely.
Right. Well, yeah, okay. Well, they used to go, the Salvation Army, take a wagon down the street, and they throw the drunks on the wagon to take them down to the Salvation Army. And when they fell off the wagon, so some great old terms that you never realized came from Salvation Army.
Oh, that's great. So when did the Salvation Army come to Tucson?
Well, they decided that the West needed to be won, and they marched over here in 1893. They moved into downtown, so they were the first Rio Nuevo people.
Nice.
And, you know, they went into an empty opera house and stayed there and did their open-air ministry. It was a rainy night. They had a lot of people come out, and it was just a great turnout because people wanted to hear about the Salvation Army because they'd heard about them. And they set up a following, set up in a little grocery store, and we've been here ever since.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Fred?
He's speechless.
No, you know, it's very interesting because people wonder if it's a true military or, you know, how all that stuff started.
Yeah, well, I salute my boss, but beyond that, you know, and it is. It is structured that the officers in the Salvation Army, they are pastors. They are you know, certified to do that. And then there's the employees like myself and the volunteers.
And you're all lay people.
Yep, yeah.
So the guys that are pastors, are they affiliated with churches or are they just affiliated with the Salvation Army?
Yeah, the Salvation Army is a church. And it's a Christian church. And most people don't know that.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it actually is. So it has that arm of it. But the social service arm is what most people recognize us for.
Okay, so wait a second. Mm-hmm. If the Salvation Army is a church, the location you guys have here in Tucson, is that recognized as a church?
Correct. There's a chapel that's associated with every core community center we have in the city. So I work for city administration, but we have a worship center for folks if they want to be part of that. But a lot of people are just part of the volunteer programs or the services to the poor, our shelters, and we have missing person services. There's all kinds of things the Salvation Army does internationally.
So what kind of services are here? Because obviously you have the church,
right,
which is the religious.
Is it non-denominational?
It's a Christian. It's based off Universalist Church. So it was based in Wesleyan. kind of basically like a Methodist following, and but it is a Salvation Army church. You don't have to belong to the church to get help from the Army or anything like that. They help everybody. And each corps, which is basically a community center, there's multiple around town, have a chapel associated with it. But then we also have our hospitality house, which people know us for, and that's, of course, the shelter.
Right.
That shelters the homeless and our transitional housing programs. We also have an adult rehabilitation center, which runs all the thrift stores you're probably familiar with. You see trucks
absolutely.
On the street.
Yeah, absolutely.
And all the men who live in that adult rehabilitation center are the ones who operate that thrift store, and they run a really slick project behind the scenes, bringing in those used goods, making sure they get out to stores or they're sent overseas. So when you donate something, all that money it's raised from that donation through the thrift stores helps those men in that program. So everything stays local. So it's a really cool setup.
Oh, that's even better.
There's job training. There's all sorts of
absolutely
Sorts of programs for folks.
Yeah, free GED programs. We've got free programs for kids after school.
I'm sorry, what was that first program?
The
free
GED programs we
okay,
do through
get
our
your
Amplify
GED,
Corps.
Right.
Yeah, we just graduated last year, an 89-year-old lady.
Really?
Went back to get her degree, and we've done a lot of kids that just didn't get through high school that have come back to us.
It's hard for me to believe that an 89-year-old lady can't get a job without a GED.
There you go. I think she's been working on the sly for a while, but...
Good but, for her. That's yeah. fantastic.
But some neat stories come out of the Corps and the Army, so it's a pretty exciting job.
Okay, so you have the GED program. Mm-hmm. You've got the thrift center.
Right.
What else do you guys have?
Well, of course, we've got the shelter, and
right.
then we've got all kinds of services for people who need food, who need help with rental assistance, maybe transitional housing. We have case managers that refer them over to educational programs, to substance abuse programs. We work very tightly with a lot of different agencies to make sure that we're giving people a hand up
and getting
them on their feet.
And there are not a lot of redundancies there?
We try not, and that's one of the reasons we have so many operations, that we really kind of can work them all together to make sure people are moving through and moving out.
All right, good. So you're partnering with all kinds of other
Absolutely.
Organizations in town.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Now, obviously, we mentioned earlier that this is sort of the big time of year
yeah.
for a lot of folks, and you opened up the what we refer to as the Deep Freeze program, and that started yesterday.
Yeah, the Operation Deep Freeze kicked off, and it's part of the Winter Shelters program, which is a collaborative effort between multiple groups here in town, and we at the Hospitality House are part of that process. So what happens is Operation Deep Freeze goes into effect when the weather gets cold, when it's 35 degrees or colder or 40 degrees and wet. We open up shelter doors, and we make sure anybody who's on the street can get a hot shower, a meal, and a safe, warm bedding.
And that's called the...
Operation Deep Freeze.
And Winter Shelters is a different program?
Yeah, well, Winter Shelters is kind of the umbrella program. Under that falls the Operation Deep Freeze, Project Hospitality, you may have heard of, where multiple churches throughout the city are involved, and people who are homeless or don't have something can register to stay at churches during those months. And it usually runs mid-November through March. And that way we can make sure in the critical times of the year, these folks who are trying to get back up on their feet have somewhere to be, that they're safe and they're healthy.
So there's a misnomer out there, and I know everyone's heard it, that a lot of folks that live on the street are living there voluntarily, or
mm-hmm.
they're living there because they can't stay off the drinking or they've got a drug problem. That's not really true.
Yeah, there's a percentage of that, and that won't go away. I mean, that's something that we have to deal with. There's some mental illness on the street,
right.
certainly, that has to be dealt with, and substance abuse problems. But what we are seeing, and our numbers show it, is 75% of our clientele are new. They've never been in programs before. They're not your chronic homeless people. These are people who have had two income jobs, circumstances that, they're part of. They just have found themselves out of their home. They've been living in their car or what we call hidden homeless. They're no longer welcome at friend's house or family, and they've come to us with kids.
Oh.
So the trend has really changed. And I know they say the economy is getting better, and I'm sure at a certain level it is, but the ripple effect is still taking effect here in Tucson, and we're seeing the results of that.
Now, what's the average length of time that someone utilizes your services? So if 75% of the folks that utilize your services are new to you,
mm-hmm.
how long do they stay under the protection of the Salvation Army until they, they've got that leg up
right.
and they get to move back into housing or move back into something that's safe for them.
Yeah, you know, you'll see an average like a 7-day stay in the shelter as we get them into some kind of transitional housing program, try to get them into an apartment, get them some kind of re-education, and get them into a new job where they can kind of move out on their own and get their own place. And we kind of help them do that to get them back on their feet.
Now, by re-education, you mean vocational training.
Exactly.
Okay, someone,
yeah.
You know, hey, there are a lot of people hiring this mm-hmm. particular type of person, and we don't have enough of them. Let's train you to do this, and
right.
boom.
Yeah, and we work with different agencies to help do that. So Tucson's wonderful in the fact that agencies all work together
That's
to
great.
Really deal with that issue.
That's fantastic.
Now, how many families are you seeing right now in the shelters?
You know, any one night we can be dealing with a half a dozen to a dozen families that we're having to place in motels. That doesn't include the filled 91-bed facility, plus the other shelters that are full. So there's a lot out there. I mean, they say any night you could have 5,000 homeless out there on the streets.
In Tucson?
In Tucson. When they do their counts. And that's, you know, one of those numbers that are out there because of the people in the washes, the hidden homeless. There's just a lot of folks out there. And we think there's more than that now because people aren't admitting it. Because now we're dealing with a population who's embarrassed,
right.
who's never found themselves this way.
Right.
And they don't want to let people know that. So it's probably much larger numbers than what we actually know.
5,000 people is huge.
Mm-hmm.
It's massive.
Yeah.
And that's how are you guys generating revenue to care for these folks? Because that, you know, one of the things that we found, you know, because I'm involved with a couple of nonprofits and mm-hmm. we're out there hustling money from people. And, you know, towards the end of the year, you've got the credits for the working poor.
Sure.
You've got all this kind of stuff that these groups that I'm affiliated with. So we're asking folks to take the money and instead of pay it to Arizona for their state taxes, give it to us because
right.
it's credit.
Mm-hmm.
And our receipts, and I'll use the Sportsman's Fund as an example.
Right.
We're down $20,000 this year.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but what we found is because of the economy, we have so much greater of a need.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys seeing the same thing?
Well, absolutely. A lot of our previous donors are now people needing help.
Ugh.
So that makes it a tough imbalance, you know, that's going on. Our kettles kicked off last week. And kettles are a huge part of the money that we make for year-round neighborhood programs. And we're $16,000 down right now in that first week.
Wow.
Now, it may pick up, but right now we have not kicked off to a great season. So, you know, those are scary numbers. That's what helps fund some of the GE programs, some of the food box programs, you know. And the grants are, you know, drying up. There's not as much federal grants and monies. And,
right.
and we understand that. People are digging deeper, and that's wonderful, but
and
we have to be creative. Absolutely. So, you know, when we call out those toy drives to help those families, it's to make sure those families can make sure that electricity stays on.
Right. All right. Well, listen, we got to take a break. We're actually at the bottom of the hour. We're going to have a news break as well. And we're going to hear about some more people and why they're thankful. But thanks for coming on the show. We got some more to talk about in the second half of the show.
Right.
And Fred, you know what? I am thankful for you being the big brother that you are, the role model to your children, a fabulous community volunteer, and, you know, a great business guy. And so I am thankful for having a role model like you growing up, Fred.
Thanks, Jeffrey.
You're welcome. So on the other side of the break, we're going to talk about some more good stuff.
Hey, I'm Bob Logan from the University of Arizona College of Science. I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving, and I want to let you all know that I'm thankful for my friends and my family. So you guys all have a great day.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Webb. I want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving. I want to tell you what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful that all my grapevines are growing well and for my best friend, Char.
Hey, Tucson. This is Chuck Stolpani from Daglio's Cheesesteaks and Hoagies. Happy Thanksgiving. I'll tell you what I'm thankful for is my lovely wife and two beautiful children and being here in sunny Tucson, Arizona.
Daryl Stewart.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody, and I am thankful for whoever it is that invented Ziploc bags.
Hi, this is Denise Leahy, and I'm grateful for my bosses at the TSO at the University of Arizona and my coworkers. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. This is Dennis with Caldwell Construction. I'm thankful for my daughter, my parents, my health, and to be alive.
This is Tucson's Jolt.
You have no idea who you're dealing with.
KJLL, South Tucson.
CNN Radio, I'm Michelle Wright. Our top story this hour. Are you one of the 40 million Americans who are traveling this holiday? If so, you better plan for some delays. Winter weather is in the West and TSA procedures in airports. Meanwhile, there's an Al-Qaeda online publication with detailed instructions on how to build cartridge bombs. A bigger epidemic than first thought, the Pan American Health Organization says it's now planning to treat 400,000 cases of cholera in Haiti within the next year. That's up from 270,000 cases over several years. While touring a Chrysler plant in Kokomo, Indiana today, President Obama says the nation's automakers are on an upswing.
All three American companies are profitable and they are growing.
Mr. Obama was touting stimulus plans with Vice President Joe Biden. And a Minnesota man who put up a website asking people to help him and his wife decide whether or not to have an abortion admitted today they never intended to terminate the pregnancy. This is CNN Radio.
When I give a gift, I want it to really wow.
Nikita Barnett on the Sam's Club Day After Thanksgiving event.
Electronics, toys, beautiful jewelry. I'm talking the good stuff. And you can't beat the savings. Makes my membership worth it right there. Talk about wow.
The Sam's Club Members Only Day After Thanksgiving event begins at 5 a.m. November 26th. Start saving Thanksgiving Day at samsclub.com. Not a member? Join now and get in on the
wow.
Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
I'm thankful to Ken's Bike and Ski for their bike fitting specialists.
The Saturday after Thanksgiving, keep giving thanks.
I'm thankful to Made with Love Organic Bakery for their cocoa velvet cake.
Show your support for your favorite local businesses by shopping on the first ever Small Business Saturday.
I'm thankful to Fredrickson Hardware for not making me have to drive 20 miles to find a specialty wrench.
This November 27th, shop on Small Business Saturday, brought to you by American Express Open. Find Small Business Saturday on Facebook.
This Christmas, be a savvy Santa. Get day after Thanksgiving deals on appliances at Sears. Like 25% off all Kenmore Elite appliances and 15% off all other appliances. Save $1,300 on a stainless steel Kenmore refrigerator and save $800 on a Kenmore front load laundry pair. Plus, save over 50% on a Kenmore top load laundry pair. Search Sears appliances for everyday best prices guaranteed. Sears, be the Santa you want to be. Exclusions apply. See stores for details. Offers end 11/27. For full offers, see Sears.com. Item offers limited to in-store inventory. No rain checks.
I am Professor Nathaniel Burke from the University of Farmers, Hallowed Institute of Higher Insurance Learning, and this is a pop quiz. True or false? To save money on auto insurance, you must forego an agent and go it alone. Solo. Wits against the world. No compass. The answer is false. A Farmer's agent is trained by me to save you money.
Call a Farmer's agent to see how you can save on auto insurance. Find your local agent at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers.
Coverage not available in all areas.
Casa de la Luz is Spanish for House of Light. That's what one needs when facing a terminal illness. A House of Light to provide comfort, support, and experienced hospice care during the end-of-life journey. The mission of Casa de la Luz is to provide superior care to patients and their loved ones so that they may complete their mission on this earth in comfort, dignity, and harmony. Founded in 1998 by Lynette Jaramillo and Agnes Poor, Casa de la Luz Hospice has become a leading provider of superior hospice care throughout southern Arizona. Whether it is in the hospital, at home, an assisted center, or a nursing home, the caring staff at Casa de la Luz will reach far beyond the usual and customary hospice service. Every service provided is a reflection of our commitment to our community. Casa de la Luz Hospice, because every day counts.
Hi, I'm Dick Colasa, and I'm happy Thanksgiving, and I'm very thankful for having a family that's here and spending the holidays with us.
Hi, this is Don Coleman from Mayfield, Florist. I'm thankful for my wife, my son, my daughter, those people who are around me, my brothers, my mom, my dad, and family, because family, you don't get any better than that. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hi everyone, this is Dot Kret from DK Advocates. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. I'm thankful for my family and my health. I'm thankful for this wonderful community that we live in.
This is Chris Ronstadt. I'm Fred and Jeff's mom. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone that we know and those people that are out there that are struggling to make a good holiday for their family. God bless you, and I hope that you all have a very happy and blessed Thanksgiving.
May I light that cigar for you, sir?
Thank you.
And welcome back to the Fred and Jeff Show. This is the special Thanksgiving
program. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
And we're helping a lot of people in the community are helping us identify and talk about the things we're thankful for.
You know what's amazing and kind of fun is all the folks that I talked to when I said, hey, we're doing this thing on our show, and would you just tell me what you're thankful for? And I got to tell you, it wasn't how much money they were making. It wasn't the car they were driving or the home they lived in. It wasn't the vacation that they just got to take. It was, I'm thankful for my friends and my health and my family. And that says a lot about the folks in Tucson.
A few people said, you know, just living here in Tucson and enjoying
the great weather.
It's nice when people recognize that the things to be thankful about are just the very simple things.
Yeah, I mean, from the postman that walks in and gives you your mail with a smile on his face, to, you know, the fact that your kid got an A on a spelling test. I mean, those are really small things that you can find great joy in.
Yeah, and you know what I find great joy in?
What, Fred?
A cigar.
There you go.
And with us is Big Mike from the Tinderbox. Hello, Michael. How are you doing?
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hello, Mike. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you guys.
Thanks. What do you got cooking?
Today we've got a little cigar by the Oliva Company, the Master Blend 3. It was a small-run cigar. It's been out a couple years, and they don't make a lot of them. It's part of their Master Blend series, and this is the third one in the series. It's a Nicaraguan Puro, so all the components of the cigar is all Nicaraguan. So the wrapper is a Nicaraguan sun-grown broadleaf. The binder is a Nicaraguan Habano seed leaf. And the filler is a Nicaraguan Lajero. It's really, really small leaf, which gives it a little bit of kick and adds balance to the cigar.
Very nice.
Real complex, a lot of complex flavors, but at the same time, it's well-balanced. And once people put that cigar in their hand, the wrapper itself got a very, very, I'm going to say, almost a creamy texture to it.
Mm.
Very
good.
Interesting wrapper. Yeah, once you get your eyes on it, you'll be really amazed, and the taste is fantastic.
Sounds like something good to light up after a nice turkey dinner.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, what else would you have after a turkey?
So Michael,
maybe a siesta.
Yeah.
So, Michael, what are you thankful for this year?
Well, I heard what you guys were saying earlier, and obviously we're all thankful for that, but I'm going to go a little off track a little. Sometimes we take for granted our freedoms here that we enjoy, and I'm thankful and grateful for our country and our Constitution and our military, because without any of that, the three of us wouldn't be having this conversation right now.
Well, and that goes, obviously we need to thank you, too, for your service.
Well, my turn's over. Now it's time for someone else to keep us safe, and I'm grateful that the young men and women of this country are doing that.
All right, Michael. So if somebody wants a nice little after-dinner treat, where would they go to?
They need to come by and see us, and we're at 5350 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 124. And if they want to give us a call, please do it 747-4807. And just to let everyone know, we are closed this Thanksgiving. We will be open early Friday morning at 9 o'clock, so come on by.
And Mike, you're open tomorrow, right?
Yeah, we're open tomorrow, regular schedule. And if anyone's out shopping and anyone wants to take a break away from the crowds, please stop by our lounge on Friday. You're more than welcome to kick back, have a cigar. We have the big screen TV going, so anyone wants to come by, feel free. And we got the Cats playing this Friday at 5 o'clock, so...
All right.
They can come by and watch the game.
Thanks,
Thank
Mike.
You, Mike.
Happy Thanksgiving, senor.
Have a good Thanksgiving, guys. Thank you very much.
Hi, this is Gary Shear from Alvernon Optical, and I'm Thanksgiving for all the Ronstadts in the world.
What the heck was that?
And I'm thankful for all the Ronstadts in the world?
Yeah.
Thanks, Gary. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hello, Tucson. This is Jack Harris. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody, and I'm thankful and proud of my two sons who served in the military, the Marines and the Navy, and most thankful they both come home safe and sound.
Hi, everybody. This is Jill Bauman with Ronstadt Insurance, and I am thankful for a healthy family and a thriving business. Happy Thanksgiving.
This is Jim Ronstadt, Ronstadt Insurance. Happy Thanksgiving.
The thing I'm most happy about is spending 49 years with Chris Montagno, Ronstadt, and having three wonderful children and five fabulous grandchildren. Have a great day.
Hi, this is Joe from Universal Wallboard. I'm thankful for my beautiful wife and wonderful kids. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. My name is Caitlin Doyle. I am thankful for my new fiance, Jason, my best friend, Tina, my cat, Izzy, and I am mostly thankful that all the other women in my family can cook so well.
Hey, this is Keith Koster. I'm thankful for the students I have at La Cima Middle School, and I'm thankful for the turkey. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hi, this is Ken Tucker from the Boy Scouts. Happy Thanksgiving, and I'm thankful for family and friends.
Hi, everyone. This is Lamont Hundley from Arizona Health, and I like to tell Tucson, Happy Thanksgiving. I'm thankful for my lovely family, my wife and my kids, just to be blessed and alive and living in Tucson.
This is Larry Ballier with Advanced Payroll Concepts. Happy Thanksgiving, Tucson.
Charlie's Comic Books, Tucson's Mightiest, is at a new location, the southwest corner of Speedway and Craycroft. Open 7 days a week, Charlie's is a full-service comic shop. New comics, back issues, all your collecting supplies, action figures, t-shirts, and more. No subscription too small. Shipping available. Call 320-0279. That's 320-0279. Or click on charliescomics.com. Charlie's Comic Books, Tucson's Mightiest.
Do you suffer from irrigation leaks, a broken sprinkler, leaky valves, or you just can't find the problem? At H&S Garden, we provide high-quality, reliable service at reasonable prices. Our repair technician has over 25 years of experience. And if you hate pulling weeds, raking mesquite beans, or trimming those thorny bushes, just leave the dirty work to us. We're licensed contractors with 30 years of experience in landscape management. Our crews are professional and take pride in their work. We'll meet you on site to establish a program that works for you. Call today at 293-6488 or visit us at hsgarden.com. H&S Garden, a family-owned and operated Tucson small business.
This is Lamont Hundley from Arizona Health with your Fred and Jeff Show fitness tips. When it comes to your personal exercise routine, balance should be the most important ingredient. It's easy to lose track of time during a workout. Often we end up doing more strength training, then your cardio gets shortened and there's no time to stretch. Balance is always the key to fitness success. You need an accurate portion of cardiovascular and respiratory improvement exercises, strength training, and always stretch before or after the workout. Just as a balanced diet is important in your nutrition, a balanced workout would help you achieve greater results. For more information, please contact Arizona Health at arizonahealth.com. This has been Lamont Huntley with your Fred and Jeff Fitness Tips.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Network.
Hi, this is Marshall with Temco Air Environmental wishing everyone a happy Thanksgiving, and I'm thankful for all the great gifts I received from my family throughout the year. And I'm also thankful for the Fred and Jeff Show.
Hi, I'm Mary Martin. I'm with KVOI, KGMS, KCEE Radio, and I'm thankful for my beautiful family, my four children, my grandchildren, and my wonderful husband. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone!
Hi, this is Mary Ann Freitas. I'd like to wish you all a happy Thanksgiving and let you know that I'm very thankful for my family. My mother's 91 and my mother-in-law is 87, doing well, and wish you all have a happy Thanksgiving with whomever you love.
Hi, my name is Mia Ronstadt. I hope everybody has a happy Thanksgiving. I'm thankful for the world, God, and everything in it.
Hello, my name is Michael Guyman from TRIO. I am thankful for my family. I'm thankful for the gorgeous climate that we have in Tucson, Arizona. I'm thankful for sweater vests. And most of all, I think I'm thankful for the fact that I'm the occasional surrogate Jeff on the Fred and Jeff Show. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hi, I'm Michael Osborne from McDonald's. Happy Thanksgiving, and I am thankful for great friends.
Hi, this is Mike Dean from St. Mary's Centurions, and I am thankful for my great family. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hi, Tucson. This is Mike Furrier on behalf of Western Tire Centers. Happy Thanksgiving.
We're thankful for all the blessings the Tucson community has given up for your family over the last 50 years and hope to be here for 50 more.
Hi, Tucson. It's Nancy from Hover Consulting Group. Happy Thanksgiving. I wanted to say that I'm grateful for the safety of all our troops in Afghanistan and Iraq, and my beautiful daughter, Gigi, and my wonderful husband, Brad.
Happy Thanksgiving. I'm Neil Primusberger from Cade Industries. I'm thankful for my wonderful family, my daughter and my wife, and I'm thankful for living in Tucson, Arizona.
All right. That was awesome.
And welcome back to the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my brother, Jeff, and our wonderful guest.
Hey.
And Tamara.
There you go.
I think he was stunned by your beauty.
Oh,
that
was it, yeah.
He was looking in, he was gazing into your eyes.
Uh-huh.
What's her name again?
You know, I've known you for...
Ever.
I know. When I walked in, I was late today. I walked in and you guys were talking about something that happened a year. And I'm like, hi, how are you doing?
Yeah.
My name is Jeff. And I'm thinking, wow, all right.
See, but the very sad thing about me is that I still say your name wrong.
It's okay. I probably don't correct you enough.
You need a stick.
Yeah.
A big stick.
There you go.
That's nice. So I got a nice Michael Guyman being thankful for sweater vests. That's hilarious.
He didn't say bow ties, though.
No. Well, I can't believe he's not thankful for bow ties. He may call in any minute now.
He will.
So, we
are so thankful for our listeners. We're thankful. You know, we're just blessed to be able to be doing this. My brother and I, for the last 6 months, we've really enjoyed it. And we've actually got to highlight and share a lot of time with some special people in Tucson. And one of those special people is right here with us, and we're still talking about Salvation Army. And there's still, you know, it's a year-round program. I mean, Salvation Army is there for everybody at any time. But right now there's a lot of stuff coming up, volunteer opportunities and donation opportunities.
Right.
So let's talk about some of the big stuff coming up next couple of months.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're heading into toy season. And
I love toy season.
Well, it is. It's a lot of fun. And,
yes, it is.
You know, we actually pre-register needy kids in the community. So our Angel Tree toy drives serve a already pre-need that we know about. These are families who have gone through an application process, have been pre-approved, and we know little Johnny and little Sarah need certain gifts. So when we're saying we need those 25,000 or 30,000 toys. They're already spoken for. Absolutely.
Okay. So you've got how many kids on the list this year?
Well, we're looking at probably having about 10,000.
10,000 kids?
Well, we put out, there's thousands of applications that go out that we fill in, you know, with the schools. We work with case managers trying to find that, you know, who needs the most help. They apply for Adopt a Family. We usually have anywhere from 400 to 500 applications for Adopt a Family.
Wow.
We usually only have about 200 sponsors. So
now, wait a second. Mm-hmm. There's a question right there. How do you become a sponsor for Adopt a Family?
Well, you know, people can go onto our website and just apply for it. And what it means basically is when you adopt a family, you've committed to $50 in toys per child in that family and $50 in food. And we provide a Santa's wish list for that family of what they really need.
So family of four.
Mm-hmm.
So it's $100 in toys
and
$50 in food.
In food. And then probably some, you know, extras off of that Santa's wish list. So you're looking at probably about a $250 commitment for that size family.
All right. Fred and Jeff shows we want to adopt a family.
Oh, you guys are awesome.
Absolutely.
It's fun because it's hands-on. You can go visit the family. You can take it to their door. You can wrap it. You can take them out to dinner. I mean, it's a really neat because it's one-on-one kind of a program if you want to do it that way. If you don't, we'll do it for you.
Okay. So, and I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt
you.
Yeah. I have this habit of finding something I don't know anything about and jumping on it, and then I throw you off your train of thought. So Adopt a Family,
right.
You've got 500 on the list this year.
So there's a lot of families that need help. And what happens is we want to make sure nobody goes without.
Right.
So if we can't find a sponsor for that family, we also make sure those kids are put into our toy distribution, which again, that Angel Tree Toy Drive helps serve those kids. So those toys are really important, and people can help by donating those toys or taking that angel tag off of the trees that they see in the mall for the Salvation Army.
Oh, I didn't know anything about that.
Yeah, we've been doing it for years. Yeah, we got a tree.
I'm terrible.
Not a shopper.
I'm not a mall guy.
Okay,
I'm not a mall guy.
You're off the hook.
I can't. I'm not a mall. Yeah, ask my wife. My wife loves the mall.
Yeah.
Goes to the mall. She's training our children to love the mall.
There you go.
And me, not so much. I'm not the mall guy. I'll go anywhere but the mall.
Right.
So in the mall, there's big Christmas trees.
Yeah, we're at Tucson Mall down in Sears Court. We've got a tree. It's going to be up on Black Friday. We're in Park Place over by Macy's and Foothills Mall, right in the food court. So you can't miss us. You just take a tag off the tree and fill that child's request. Or you know what? You can go to Walgreens. You can drop off a toy for the Salvation Army. Or you can go to any Salvation Army office.
Okay. So how do we... So now I'm confused again.
Yeah.
I can go to the malls or I can call Salvation Army to adopt a child for toys.
You can adopt a family or you can buy a toy that will help a child.
Okay, so when I pull the tag off the tree, am I adopting a family?
No, it's representing a child who needs a toy. So it represents a toy when you take that tag. You can go online, though, and actually apply for a whole family.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. Now, can I be turned down?
No. Okay. No, as long as you commit to doing it, we're counting on you.
Okay, gotcha.
So, we're going to put the link up on fredandjeff.com.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great.
So, absolutely.
So people know how to do that. But it's so simple and it's a lot of fun, but it's a great way to get involved in helping the community.
And I got to tell you, putting Christmas tree up on Black Friday, I think is great.
Mm-hmm.
But showing the Grinch, how the Grinch stole Christmas on 10 days before Thanksgiving, terrible.
Yeah.
I am such an come on, Thanksgiving's such a fabulous holiday. Such a great time to kind of take stock and all the great things that have happened to you during the course of the year to kind of get you in the right mood to head into the holidays or into the, whether it's Hanukkah or Christmas, whatever it is. And to them to just, gloss over Thanksgiving and go right into Christmas, that really bums me out. I was really bummed out the other day. I even put it on my Facebook page. Why are they showing how the Grinch stole Christmas so early? And, a bunch of people, wrote me back, what's wrong with you?
Aw. You got to have those traditional shows.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, but there's plenty of time to do it later.
Yeah.
So anyhow. So,
this is one of the bunny trails I told you about earlier.
Yeah, you were right.
Okay, Fred, you ask a question now.
Well, no, the Salvation Army has been doing this for years and years and years. The big Thanksgiving dinner is Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
How many people do you anticipate for that?
We are planning over 3,500 meals to be served at that event.
Holy
mackerel. Yeah, it's a couple thousand people that will be coming out.
Is that more or less than last year?
Well, we expect more this year just because there's more need out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to see more folks.
And where is that at?
It's at St. Demetrius Greek Orthodox Church right there at Fort Lone Mountain where they have the big Greek festival.
Absolutely. That's
great
times.
And it's our 26th year over there doing that in conjunction with St. Demetrius.
And you have enough volunteers for that?
We do. We book up in September for that. And that shows you how important that volunteer tradition is. People come with their families every year and do that. So it's a lot of fun.
How many volunteers will you have?
We have over 150 volunteers that put that event on.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, can people just show up to that, or do they need to be funneled through a church or some agency?
To attend and eat there?
To attend and eat.
Oh, no, anybody can come. And you just come in, and we welcome you in, and we'll sit you down, and you get full table service. There's singers, performers. There's toys for the kids. It's a lot of fun.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. And what's the fare? What are you serving this year?
Turkey.
Well, of course.
Turkey and pie and, mashed
pumpkin
potato
pie and
all
potatoes.
And it's good food. I mean, it's good food.
Right.
I'm not just saying.
So do you want to talk about your sponsors? Some of the big guys who are helping out with it?
Well, what's really cool, we've got great groups. The Rotary Club, Casas Adobes, came out and gave us over 1,000 pounds of food to help with this. The Click families come on board. O'Reilly, we've had some wonderful groups that have come out, some different businesses, and those individual people that come one by one. We had an old lady that came in on her little walker with bags with turkeys hanging off of it. Priceless.
Oh, that's great.
I mean, everybody comes out.
Do you
it's
still
awesome.
Need donations for food?
We're doing really good for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
We've got to gear up again because we do it all again at Christmas time.
Same kind of thing.
Exactly. Same thing, and we do it at the TCC. Turkeys, hams, pies, and all the fixings.
How many people are you serving at the TCC?
It's about the same size event. We still see a couple thousand people, and Khalil comes out and hands out some bottles to take home. We send home sandwiches, and
that's
just a great community event.
And you're giving toys out at that point
there
as well?
There are toys
that's,
as well.
That's why you need more space?
Absolutely. And hey, we got a big Stuff the Bus. You guys can come on out, and it's on December 17th at Walgreens at Ina and Thornydale. Come out and help us stuff that bus with toys.
All right.
Yeah.
There's so much going on. So, I told you earlier we want to talk about everything that the Army is up to through the end of the year. So we
didn't get them all, but
we
got to stuff the Hummer. I didn't mention that. We stuff a bus and we stuff Hummers. We got a Hummer parade of toys that's going to go on, and that's December 11th. We're going to be up at Sullivan's. Up there at River and Campbell from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Saturday, December 11th.
December 11th, right.
Uh-huh. And people can come up. There's going to be a car show. Two different car groups are going to be out there showing classic cars. We're going to have giveaways, discounts. Cub Scouts are going to be out there voting on cars. And we're going to stuff as many Hummers as we can and have a toy parade over to the Foothills Mall.
That's great.
So lots of fun stuff going on.
That's great. Well, if anybody needs anything, there's Joel in the other room waving us. Hi, Joel. Happy Thanksgiving. So We'll have all this stuff on our website.
Wonderful.
So they can click to it to find out more if they need help or if they want to help.
Right.
That'd be great.
Absolutely. We can use everything and we can help anybody.
Perfect.
That's sweet. Now, I have one bit of housekeeping. If Alfred Ward could call us and give us a better phone number, he won the roses last week and we can't get a hold of him.
Oh.
So, Mr. Ward, if you give us a call at 529-3508, we'd appreciate it. We really appreciate you being here.
Yeah.
And we're gonna hook you up on the website, and we want people to participate and really appreciate the Army and everything that you guys do for us.
Well, and thank you, guys, and happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there.
Thank you. You too. Happy Thanksgiving, Tucson.
Hey, this is Pat Coco. I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving, and I'm thankful for my friends and family.
Hey, I'm Peter Backus. I live at Coyote Creek, and I'm thankful for the fact that I'm young enough that I'm going to see another turn in the real estate market.
This is Peter Gavin with the City of Tucson, and I want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving, and I am very thankful to have a wonderful family in the wonderful City of Tucson.
Hi, I'm Ralph Phillips. I'm from Fairwheel Bicycles, and I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. And I'm thankful for being alive and well in Tucson, Arizona. Thank you.
Hi, this is Rex. Happy Thanksgiving, Tucson. I'd like to say I'm thankful for my beautiful wife, Wendy, and the lovely Tucson weather.
Hi, this is Ryan Barner from Woodbury Financial Services, and I just wanted to say hello, Tucson. Happy Thanksgiving, and I'm thankful for my family and our health and for all of our great friends that we have. Thanks again. Happy Thanksgiving.
Today we're talking to Sarah from Trident. Sarah, what are you thankful for?
You know, I'm going to go cliche and say I'm thankful for my family and I'm thankful to have a job. But most of all, I'm thankful for my husband and my daughter. She's two. And that's about it. I mean, thankful that there's food on the table.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving.
This is Stan Spackin with Financial Directions. Just wishing you and yours a very, very happy Thanksgiving. Be thankful for all we've got.
Steve Hopkins from Cool Breeze Air Solutions, and I'm happy to have good health. And hopefully it continues. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Tucson. Tom Hiller here from Chapman Automotive Group. I just want to say I'm thankful this year for my wife and children, Logan, Lauren, and my wife, Marcy. Thank you very much.
I'm thankful for the first time in 11 years the Raiders are in first place.
Who are you?
Tom Miller.
Where are you from?
Go Raiders, Tucson, Arizona.
Hi, this is Tony Poe, and I want to wish Tucson happy Thanksgiving. And I'm thankful for all my friends, my family, and the people that I really love. And I want to wish Tucson a great and prosperous 2011.
Hello, Tucson. Happy Thanksgiving. This is Trisha from Cappy's, and I am thankful for my husband and my two kids.
A made-to-order, providing Tucson with quality housekeeping service since 1988. We can handle all your house cleaning needs, from one-time, move-outs, weekly, monthly, and on-call service available at your request. Our housekeepers are trained to make your house sparkle and shine. A made-to-order is even open on Saturdays, and credit cards are welcome. Let a made-to-order show you what we can do for you. 790-3195, 790-3195. A made-to-order, woman-owned and detailed.
I'm John Fina from Performance Footwear, and a lot of people think that after I finished playing pro football, my health insurance would not be an issue. Not true. So when I needed a great health plan for me and my family, I called the folks at Ronstadt Insurance. They hooked us up with the perfect policy from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona, and we couldn't be happier. So if you're shopping for health insurance, give my friends at Ronstadt Insurance a call at 721-4848. They'll be happy to help you. Oh, and when my mom and dad turned 65, my friend Jim at Ronstadt Insurance helped them find the right Medicare plan. Call the pioneers in good service at Ronstadt Insurance, and they'll help you buy the right policy the first time.
Ronstadt Insurance is a full-service insurance agency. Give us a call at 721-4848 or look us up online at ronstadtinsurance.com. Ronstadt Insurance is an agent authorized to sell health insurance plans from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Crystal's Healing Touch has the wonderful ability to restore relaxation in mind and body. Licensed and insured for over 7 years, you receive advanced professional massage by a nurturing practitioner offering in-studio and mobile services. Specializing in deep tissue and other therapeutic treatments, Crystal promotes healing and rejuvenation you can trust. Located in Tucson, call 520-319-5997 or click crystalshealingtouch.com to schedule your treatment today. Crystal's Healing Touch. Be renewed by the power of a healer's touch.
There is a nexus point between the known and the unknown.
A center of gravity where mystery collides with truth and enigmas lie exposed to those with the eyes to see. That point is called Gnosis, and it exists here every Saturday afternoon. Your hosts, the Baron and the Johnson, will serve to guide you by placing your feet upon facts between the fictions, making manifest that which others seek to hide. It's Gnosis. Discover it every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 4, if you dare.
Got something on your mind?
The time has come for all of us to speak out.
Call in and let us know.
Now start talking.
Talk about how you feel.
KJLL, South Tucson.